Welcome to another edition of the Sports Porch Podcast on Pittsburgh Beautiful. We're down at the Abbey on Butler Street. Steve, Mark, and I discuss the hiring of Matt Canada as the Steelers quarterbacks coach. And of course, the big news, Sid the Kid is back in the lineup and the Pens seem to be playing well. In the second half, we hit a little bit on the MLB sign-stealing scandal. That seems to be a non-news event, as well as make our predictions for the NFL playoffs. Chris is going against the grain. Guess who he's picking? You'll have to listen up. The Sports Porch Podcast starts now. So here we are on the porch again. I want to thank the Abbey for allowing us to do this here, and hopefully we don't disturb everybody.
Don't be afraid, Chris.
Speak up.
I am. I'm very scared. Okay.
So, you know what? It's the new haircut. It's making you scared.
Yeah. Oh, you noticed that.
How about me? I got my haircut too.
I got my haircut just like yours. Is pretty much what
but
I did.
But your hair was really terribly out of control.
Yeah,
I agree.
You look like a person again. Welcome back to the real world.
Welcome back to the real world.
Maybe you can get a real job.
Yeah, you could actually probably pass in a job interview right now.
Mark actually made the comment before you came in, Steve. Mark actually made the comment. Oh, you got your hair cut, and then I saw him look down at me, and he went, "And you have a clean shirt on."
Did he sniff it?
How did he know it was clean?
Well, the dirty Star Wars shirt wasn't being worn.
Right.
You know, that had a lot of dropped
stuff.
Pizza.
Hey, the dirty Star Wars shirt is very lucky for us.
We get
good attendance. People love
Star
Wars.
That's true. So we're going to start right now talking about stuff you care about. So first of all, looks like the Steelers have hired a quarterbacks coach. And of course, the question is why? We love his name, Matt Canada, formerly from LSU, former Pitt offensive coordinator, I guess. There's speculation that after Art Rooney's press conference that it's because they're going to keep Rudolph around. Who knows? You know, I made the comment that I thought Haley had been Todd Haley was Ben's quarterback coach until he became the offensive coordinator, and that got Steve kind of emotional. So we're going to let you take it from here.
Go ahead.
I don't know that was the case. I think he was always the offensive coordinator, wasn't he?
No.
He kind of filled two roles.
So first of all, he was a golf coach. So that's where he got his start in football.
Is that right?
Coaching golf, yeah. So he was a golf instructor, I think, for high school. And how he actually ended up getting a football job in the NFL is beyond me, which is why I had such a visceral response to your Todd Haley response, because I don't actually think he was ever really a coach. I know that at some time he was running the offense when really Ben was running the
offense.
Wasn't
he a head coach of Kansas City or somewhere?
He was, right? Well, no. I think he was offensive coordinator for Kansas City.
Was he?
Yeah.
Wasn't he a head coach somewhere?
But so I think the lineage goes is he knew – I don't remember who the head coach at the time was for Kansas City, but they were like childhood buddies. Okay. So, and I think that's how he got the job. And the Steelers have been very desperate for an offensive coordinator for years. And I think that's how he ended up in Pittsburgh. But the reality is Ben is the offensive coordinator for the Steelers. I mean, we saw that last year, this past year play out when Ben went down, the offense went down with him.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter that they hired a quarterback's coach. It doesn't matter who the offensive coordinator is. Although I think Finkner is probably terrible. I mean, Finkner, just look at him.
Is it Finkner or Finkner?
Whatever his name is, it doesn't matter. Because if you just look at the guy, he doesn't look like an offensive coordinator would be in the NFL.
Well,
you know, you've got to have the hat like Mark has. And you got to be, kind of clean cut. And you've got to have either glasses or you sit up in the press box and you wear the headphones really well. That's what an offensive coordinator needs to look like.
I think more importantly, you have to call a good game.
Well, right. But you need those things to feel confident about calling a good game.
Right.
Or you just let your quarterback run it,
okay,
like they do in Boston with Tom Brady.
So this isn't about really Todd Haley. That was just your rant. This is more about how do you feel about Matt Canada and a quarterback's coach. Do you think he was brought in for Mason?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I think there's been a lot of pressure on the Steelers in the last couple of years to have an actual quarterback's coach, regardless of who the quarterback is.
Yeah, I mean, every team has one, right? So you got to check that box. But the Steelers don't need one. There are teams that don't need one. Does New Orleans have a quarterback's coach? Probably not. They don't need one. That's, the point.
Actually, I don't know. I think most teams do have a quarterbacks coach.
Yeah, but they're
I know the
irrelevant.
Redskins do, and it doesn't do them any good.
they're irrelevant when it comes to the function of the team. So
I don't know, though. Well, this is what I think. I mean, think about it like this. I mean, I would argue that even the best quarterbacks in the league, Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger, Aaron Rodgers, I really think everybody needs a quarterbacks coach, because here's the reality. Even the best have bad games. And that's when, you know, a quarterback's coach hopefully is looking at the film.
And
they're looking at mechanics. They're looking at footwork. Right. And they're you know, pointing out, you know, something that they see. Or maybe the quarterback is tipping something off to the defense, and the quarterback's just not aware of it. I mean, I think it's a worthy coaching position. I mean, there's a lot of coaching positions that are kind of, you know, what in the world is that? Like, you know, assistant offensive line coach. I don't know why you need like two of them, right?
Yeah, sure.
But
quality assurance offensive line coordinator.
Right.
Like, what do they do? Right. Tie their shoelaces and stuff?
Well, right. There's no salary caps on coaches, so you can have as many as you want.
Yeah, well, and that's been the knock on the Steelers, is that they do have a ton of coaches, but they never had a quarterback's coach. Or never formerly, or have not recently.
I do have a question. With the name being Matt Canada, is he actually Canadian?
I'm guessing he probably was born in Canada.
I have no idea.
We don't know.
Somebody can look that up.
We'll
if you know where Matt Kavanaugh
you know.
Was born, Matt Canada was born. Drop us a comment. And
Matt Kavanaugh, another really good fit quarterback.
Yeah, another
from
great
yesteryear.
Yep. Yeah. And as always, if you drop us a comment, you want to get on the show, give us 30 to 40 seconds before we get to you, because there's a little bit of a delay. Okay, so let's move on from that, because
let's get to the real fun news.
Yeah, what we're going to talk about right now is Sid is back. The Pens were on a roll, and as of right now, it seems that roll has not stopped. So I think the big concern was they were playing so well that how do you fit a guy like Sid back in? I mean, obviously you're going to. It's not like you're going to hesitate.
Right.
But is that going to mess up that chemistry? And it did not yesterday.
By the way, one last note: Matt Canada is American born.
Thank you.
I looked it up. He actually
thank
grew
you
up,
Google.
He grew up in Indiana.
Ah, well, so, yeah, that's great. Good for him.
Yeah. Okay.
So old Indiana.
Okay.
Go Hoosiers.
So Sid's back. Talk to me.
Sid's back. So, yeah, not only is Sid back, but you're right. I think in the sense that Sullivan was masterful in the way he brought him back, put him on the first line, and instead of McCann centering a line, they put him on the wing. And, of course, he loves to play with Simone. So you put him with Simone, who's been struggling on the third, fourth line looking for an identity, and it was magic. I don't know if anybody saw it. Give me a shout out if you saw the Sid assist where he banked it off the back of the goal. The defenseman just went right by him, blew a tire, and he just threw it right past the net, right to Simone. Even Simone made the goal. I mean, it was just that good. And then on top of that, so Rust and Gino have been just, the chemistry between those two this year has been phenomenal. So everybody was like, you know, Rust needs to play with Sid because they were playing so well before the injury. But now it turns out to be a brilliant thing to keep Rust with Gino, because Gino was basically on a breakaway, was being mauled by two defensemen, and just blindly threw it back behind him, having no idea what was going on. Rust was there, and he buried it. It was just a brilliant goal. I mean, go back and watch it. Phenomenal. And when they asked Gino about how did he know Rust was there, he just said, hockey instinct.
Well, he did know what was going on. It's the eyes in the back of the head, right?
It's the third eye in the back of the head,
yeah.
You don't know this, but if you look real close at Gino, there's a little hole in the back of his helmet. It's got an eyeball there. That's how he knew.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Breaking news on the sports porch.
Well,
Gino actually does
have a third
eye. I hope
Boston doesn't take advantage of that tonight. But
yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me. He's got a very large head.
Yeah.
He does have a very large
head. Was he born in Canada? Oh, no. He was born in Russia.
He's a Putin guy. Yeah.
Right.
Okay,
well, actually, isn't he Italian? Doesn't he go by Gino?
No, he's Russian.
I think he can make a mean pizza, but I don't know about that. But it sounds like he can.
It sounds like he can to me.
How about it, Chris?
Yeah, I have. What?
Have you ever had borscht?
No, I've never had borscht.
Well,
I didn't realize this was the
borscht.
I didn't realize this was the borscht porch.
Maybe we can get Gino to come.
Have
to
you ever had
borscht?
Beef stroganoff?
I have.
Or
don't say it, Schwab.
Beef Virginia ham.
Thank you.
I have no idea what these guys are saying.
I have
but
no idea
funny.
What they're saying either. But it's a slow
no,
sports
so,
day.
No, so yeah, no, no. the way Sullivan brought it back, well, they're really rolling right now. Actually, it's a shame that we're going to have a break for the All-Star in about a week. It'll slow them down a little bit. We don't really need the break. But
much needed rest, maybe.
I think rest can use the rest. But right now, that team is so hot. If you're not watching the Pens, you're missing out on some great sports.
At the same time, though, something to consider, which is often the case in really just about every sport, it's the old, you know, you don't want to peak too soon. So, you know, okay, playing good hockey is always a good thing. But at the same time, it's really probably more important to be really hot, you know, end of February, beginning of March, you know, going into April.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. The fear, right? The fear is, hey, this team is peaking too soon. You don't want to be playing really well right now. I disagree. I think January is when you want to start playing well.
It's not showing up.
Yeah. You really want to start peaking in March, but it's all right. It's okay to start playing well now. You want to get healthy. Look, they're still getting Brian Dumoulin back, and they're gonna sit they're gonna sit a Jabroni that's playing right now. So
good Pittsburgh word, Jabroni. Yeah.
Jabroni, a Jaga.
Pittsburghese.
But it's actually a player.
Jagoff.
Jabroni.
Jabroni.
Is it really a player?
I'll have to look that one up, but I think you're wrong.
I think he's lying completely. Mark has been known to do that.
No, Pens are great. Get out and see a game.
They're looking good.
Well, they're in Boston tonight, so if you're in Boston, go see them.
Go see them. Yeah, they're playing right now. So before we get to the break here real quick, let's talk about the madness that is the wide receiver core in the NFL right now.
Antonio Brown.
And well, we're gonna try to not touch on him because everybody knows he's just crazy.
Well, you have to mention even Drew Rosenhaus, the slime ball that he is cutting ties with Antonio Brown.
Good for him.
That's worth mentioning.
Good for him. I'm talking about the cash machine, Odell Beckham. Handing out cash to players
and smacking officers'
tushies. Yes. I mean,
how do you do that? Like
money.
One hand.
Right.
So, I mean, I saw the video. I didn't see the cash in the one.
Slapping a cheek and handing out cash with the other hand.
There you go. And I just have to shake my head. I mean, how much more can we possibly take from these idiots? That's what I want to know. I mean, Beckham didn't even have a good season last year, okay? And the guy's walking around, and are these guys really that stupid?
They don't care, Chris. Yeah. The reality is these guys are famous. They can do what they want, and when they're in the locker room, they're in their element. So they're going to just do whatever they want. And if he felt like doing that, he was absolutely going to do it.
You go ahead and respond to any of the comments because you can see him. You can see him.
Yeah,
I can't see your comments on my phone right now, so I apologize.
We're having some technical difficulties.
And it's a new phone.
So good.
New phones are
bad. My new haircut. Yeah, I don't know why. Wait a minute.
Could
this be it?
Wait a minute.
No.
That's not it.
He just wanted to touch his phone.
My other job, my least favorite job, I prefer this job to all my others. I do work in the telecommunications industry, and I told Mr. Klein that you should never get that new iPhone because all the kinks aren't worked out, and we're finding that to be the case.
Thanks for the advice, Mark.
You didn't take it. This is typically what happens
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to wrap it for a break right now, but we're going to stay live on Facebook. So we'll wrap it up. We'll be right back after a short break on the podcast. And we're back, and with any luck, we'll find a new producer soon. So one of the things we wanted to talk about in the second half here, we're going to start off with the whole sign-stealing scandal in Major League Baseball.
Can I lead off on this topic?
You sure can.
Yeah, you're a baseball
right ahead.
Guy.
I am lost. I am just clueless as to what the problem is here. You know, I grew up playing baseball in the 70s and 80s, and stealing signs was just a part of the game. I mean, call it gamesmanship, call it whatever. It's been going on for years and years and years. Now, I get it that maybe this is using technology a little too far to basically study this from.
And a trash can.
You know, from, you know.
Technology and a trash can.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, to me, it just seems like, wow, are they making a big deal out of this? Is it like, is the idea here to make a big deal out of this so that we can all forget about steroids? I mean, like. I just don't get it. Like, what is so crazy about this? And the bottom line is, even if you know what the signs are, which baseball players have known for years, they still throw at 97 miles per hour. You still got to hit it.
Yeah, but you have an advantage. You know, it's going to be a curveball or a splitter.
So you guys disagree with me on
this. They showed, if you look at the statistics in the postseason for Houston, their postseason record at home was ridiculously good. There was one guy that was batting like 390 at home and like 117 on the road, where they couldn't utilize the technology.
That happens all the time.
I don't know. I get it. The whole sign stealing thing is one thing. It's one thing if you're trying to do it from the dugout and you're, you know, and it's part of the game. It's another thing when you're utilizing the cameras and the other team doesn't have the ability to do that. If they were allowed to do it, you know.
But I agree with Mark in one sense. People have been doing this for a very long time. They just made it a little too sophisticated for Major League Baseball. I think that's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
And Major League Baseball said, yeah, you can do that, but you can't do it with a camera, you can't do it at home, and you can't do it to give your team an unfair advantage.
Well, and there's some kind of rumor that Jose Altuve was wearing some kind of buzzer underneath his shirt, yeah. You know, to get signals.
Which I
and
think
stuff,
what's interesting
crazy.
About this story is the fact that they got ratted out. That's how they found out. Like, you know, somebody in the organization said, this is either over the line or they were employee who got fired and he didn't want to be fired. But that really never happens. People usually get caught in it. And the fact that he got ratted out, I think, is the bigger story.
But think about this too, like Steve, just what you said. It's basically what Major League Baseball said was, you can cheat. We just don't want you to cheat with a lot of tools.
A camera and a trash can.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't have, you know, to me, I don't have time for this.
Well, I think if they really wanted to take them out, they would have put an asterisk or they would have taken away the World Series. And they didn't do that.
Yeah, and they
so they
that.
Are saying implicitly, it was bad.
Try to keep
it
under
the covers.
We're going
to hurt the people, but we're not going to take away your trophies.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so let's move on.
Let's talk NFL playoffs.
Yeah, let's talk playoffs here.
Wait. Before we get into the playoffs, we have to say congratulations to Donnie Schell.
Oh,
Hall
yeah,
of Fame
absolutely.
Guy.
Congratulations
finally getting in. You know, he's getting in on that whatever, that
centennial
thing.
It doesn't matter. He's in.
Taking, but
doesn't
he's
matter.
In.
He's in.
You know,
he deserves
and
it.
All you guys that are out there complaining, oh, well, now you got to put Elsie Greenwood in. Just enjoy it, would you?
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
I mean, there are so many 70 Steelers that are in the Hall of Fame now. The fact that two and probably three are going to be going in this fall is phenomenal for the Steelers organization. Congratulations, Donnie.
Here's the difference between that generation of football players and this generation. This generation would be thanking themselves. Donnie Schell thanked everybody on his team for putting him there. And that is a class act.
Yeah, no
doubt. To say, I want to thank everybody I played with, and he named them.
That team was very tight.
Both on offense and on defense. Yeah.
Well, more on defense, I think, than on offense. But still, way to go, Donnie. Good job. Okay, sorry.
NFL playoffs. Let's talk here. We got the Titans playing the Chiefs.
How about the Titans taking out Baltimore?
Wow.
Yeah.
That was a stunner.
Who called that? None of us.
No,
none of us called.
No, nobody wanted to jump that far.
No,
that far in.
No, and
but we all should have seen it coming. There is always a number one or two seed that gets taken out after having a phenomenal year.
And you know the reality is let's just be honest here. Now can't take anything away from Lamar Jackson. He is going to be the MVP of the league.
100%.
He played excellent this year, and he played excellent as a passer as well as a runner.
Yep.
However, you know, the knock on him is, you know, are the passing skills all the way there?
He's 0-2 in the playoffs.
He's 0-2 in the playoffs, and he threw two interceptions in a game that counted the most, you know, against a playoff defense.
But the reality is he was the only guy who did anything on that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, I think the real story of that game was not that Lamar played poorly because he didn't. It was that Derrick Henry just ran the ball down their throat. And that's going to be what the Titans do to the Chiefs. That's why I think the Titans are going to beat the Chiefs. That's I'm going to give you a pick right away.
I don't think so.
Titans over the Chiefs by 7. And I think that's
the line
in Vegas.
I thought you were finally
on
my bandwagon. And
I don't know what your bandwagon is, but, you know.
The Chiefs to win.
Oh, the Chiefs bandwagon.
I thought you were finally
on. Who do you think's going to win that game? I'm not on that. I don't. I'm not. You know what? I think Mahomes is reckless.
Yeah, reckless. That's
I do.
Funny.
I think he's reckless.
Once the Chiefs.
That is so absurd. So
once you play, he's reckless.
Once the Chiefs were down 24-0.
Wow.
The Texans.
That was crazy. That was a crazy game.
I felt like
the game was just getting started.
I felt like the best case scenario for the Chiefs. I thought the best case scenario for the Chiefs is, you know, can they win this game like, you know, 38-31, right? And I think they were ahead at halftime.
28-24. Right?
They were ahead at halftime,
so, I mean,
yeah.
Their offense is just insane. Now
it is insane. Yeah.
Now, I will say this. To be honest, the thing that has me most concerned about the Chiefs, unfortunately, because I really like the guy, is Andy Reid.
I thought you didn't like him.
No, I like it.
He just thinks he's cursed. He thinks he's cursed.
I just feel like he's cursed. So
he is.
Do you think Andy Reid's cursed? Drop us a comment.
It wouldn't surprise me at all. I mean, I right now I'm expecting the Chiefs to get to the Super Bowl, but I'm not expecting them to win it.
No.
No, I certainly think they can. There's no doubt they can win it. But, you know, I don't know. I just, you know, if they're playing an Aaron Rodgers in the Super Bowl, I think Aaron Rodgers is tough. I mean, at the same time, if they're playing the 49ers, I might like the Chiefs.
Yeah. How about us kind of bagging out on the Green Bay Packers? They're a very good team.
I didn't bag out on the Packers.
They're a very good team. I know they were playing at home, but, you know, Rodgers has not been the Rodgers who's thrown this for 350 yards and 4 touchdowns.
No, he's starting to wear down.
He's more of a mechanic of the game.
Right.
Man,
he really
can still...
He can sling it when he has to. Yeah.
When he has to make the play, he does.
Yeah.
They're not afraid to you know, hey, we need to get a first down. Let's go get the first down instead of having to punt this back and give it to our defense.
Yeah, well, that
I
seems
really
to be what
the
things
way
are...
That team is, for me, was under the radar good this year.
Yeah, oh, definitely, definitely. They just...
Well, they finished 13-3, right?
Yeah, I know,
but they were still under the radar.
They were.
I mean, it was all about the 49ers and... And the Ravens.
Yeah.
And that's what it was all about this year.
Yeah.
It was. Even, you know, Seattle, a lot of people were up on Seattle.
A lot of people were up on that.
I picked them. Yep. I picked them to win that game. And
I think that's the game to watch. If you're going to only watch one, and I hope you're watching both, I think that the 49ers-Green Bay game is going
to
be a classic.
Well, that's a throwback to the 90s.
Oh, my God. That's going
to
be a classic.
Brett Favre,
Steve Young. I really like the Packers in that game. Simply because I got to be honest, I wasn't that impressed with Jimmy Garoppolo's first playoff game. I felt like if it comes down to the 49ers needing their quarterback to execute plays to win the game, I don't think it's going to happen. I think the way the 49ers could win the game is by a dominating defensive performance. And maybe if they play it, you know, simple, and you got like Kittle's doing 10, 20-yard passes all the way down the field.
Yeah,
that guy needs
a
cereal.
Yeah, you know, I mean, maybe
Kittle's
if,
needs
maybe
a cereal.
If maybe
what
if
do
they
think?
Do
talk
that,
about a guy who needs a haircut.
Maybe if they do that, I think they've got a chance. But I just really like Green Bay in, you know, a tough, close game, and Aaron Rodgers getting them through at the end.
I agree. If it's a close game, I'd definitely put my money on Green Bay. But I think, and you're right, that 49ers have not been in this big of a game in a very, very long time. I just like the way that team's playing right now. I think they got the butterflies out in the first home game. Mm-hmm. I think they'll take care of business against Green Bay. Green Bay's a little dinged up. They're not actually performing at a very high level right now. But it'll be interesting.
You know what I really like about these four teams? What I really love about these four teams is, other than Andy Reid, who I like, name the coaches. She got three new coaches in there. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's not the same old guard.
Yeah, that's
and,
true.
You know, Andy Reid is...
Same with the quarterback.
Andy Reid's a stand-up guy. If he were to win the Super Bowl, I'd be really happy for that guy. Because he really tried hard in Philly.
He does. Although, here's the flip side on Andy Reid. Now, I like Andy Reid.
This is a typical, but before you go.
Would you stop it? This is typical. Typical.
It is. Is it
you're
not,
down
is
to
it
2
not,
minutes on your contract.
Is
so, right?
it not?
If you're going to say something bad, make it under
90
really,
seconds
it's
now.
Really not, it's not about that, though. This is, generally speaking, I would say the majority of Eagles fans like Andy Reid. The percentage that don't like Andy Reid don't like him because they feel like he puts too many thugs on his team. That he gives too many people a second chance. I mean, if you look at this group, you know, you got Tyreek Hill. We know what he's done.
Yeah.
You know, they had Kareem Hunt.
Yeah. Kareem Hunt.
And the list just goes on and on of all kinds of bad apples on that team. And
so some
people think, you know, Andy Reid is about, hey, whatever it takes to win, I don't care. And, you know, we're not going to get rid of these guys until the NFL forces our hand.
Right.
You know, so some people don't like that. So that's kind of the one negative side to Andy Reid, where there's some anti-Reid fans out there.
Okay, so if you'd like to put your resume in to become our new resident Eagles fan, you can get us on the Sports Porch One at Gmail. And Mark will vet your resume because he's.
If you notice, I am wearing a Pittsburgh Steelers hat.
Yeah,
I am the only one of the three wearing the Steelers hat.
That's
and
true.
The Eagles are in
I
the.
I got
NFC.
My Yinzer shirt on, but I'm not going to pull my shirt off. That would be disgusting.
The Eagles are in the NFC. The Steelers are in the AFC. My wife is a lifelong Steelers fan, so
I didn't know that.
I, you know, with the exception of if they are playing the Eagles, I am a Steelers fan as well. And I invite you to join in with me, Chris, you know, if you want to show some Steelers pride.
Okay.
I don't know where you go after that.
Okay. So real quick, I'm picking the Titans. It sounds like these guys are picking the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Okay. Chiefs 49ers.
Okay.
You probably think that Ryan Tannehill's now going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback, right?
Oh, I've got him penciled in.
Yeah, because you had to put somebody in that spot because Duck is no longer.
Right.
I think that Mike Vrabel understands something and that he has a lightning bolt right now in a running back. Who knows how good Derrick Henry really is going to be for his career. But
right now,
the guy's playing like crazy. It's a pass-happy league. Yes, the Chiefs know they're going to try to run. But even Belichick game planned to try to stop the pass.
Look,
so you think the Chiefs are going to try to stop the run? I do. Do I think the Titans are still going to be able to run? I do. Because the longer you keep the ball out of Mahomes' hands, the less they're going to score.
That works as long as you have the lead. Now, I think the problem Tennessee...
Not necessarily.
Tennessee might run into is that they're not going to have the lead. They're going to come from behind. And that means Tannehill's going to have to chuck at the Brown. And that's all they got. And I don't think that's enough.
Yeah, and you could be very, very right about that. I think that's
why
everybody thought every game.
City.
Okay. So, and you guys are picking the 49ers. I'm taking Green Bay just because Rodgers is... He knows how to win these games. He's been there before. I think San Francisco has the personnel, but I think that, you know, there's going to be some jitters there. You know, Rodgers, yes, they've got a first-year head coach, but you've got that experience that he has versus everything's brand new for the Niners. So this year I'm going to go the edge with Green Bay. So I think it's going to be Green Bay
Tennessee.
You've got a Green Bay Tennessee Super Bowl.
By the way, nobody will watch that. What do you think?
I've got it right.
I will because I picked it. I have to. It'll be excruciating, but I will.
Yeah,
and you guys will. You'll come over to the house and we'll.
Well, yeah, because you're going to feed us. But
I'm
like, right. I wouldn't just turn it on.
Is that what the Super Bowl is for?
I'm looking forward to the Jennifer Lopez
Shakira
halftime show.
I can't wait to see Shakira. She's going to be
awesome.
Gonna be
good. Yeah, I like.
We'll talk more about
that.
We got 2 weeks.
We'll talk that about that after the podcast.
So I like Green Bay, Kansas City Super Bowl, Steve.
I've already said my pick,
Niners,
and it's still out there.
Niners, Chiefs.
I think that's still the way it's going to be.
Okay. Well, listen, guys, we're going to wrap it up right now on the podcast. I want to thank you for listening. Of course, I'm going to do the obligatory thank yous. You can catch us on PittsburghBeautiful.com, Pittsburgh Beautiful on Facebook, The Sports Porch on Facebook, Twitter at The Sports Porch One, Ask Alexa to open The Sports Porch Podcast.
and of course, subscribe anywhere. And thank you for being a part of this and helping to make Pittsburgh beautiful. Well, that wraps the podcast for this week. I want to thank you for listening. Of course, I picked the Titans to go to the Super Bowl. We'll see how wrong I am, as usual. And I want to remind you that you can listen to the Sports Porch Podcast or the Pittsburgh Beautiful Podcast anywhere you get podcasts, as well as asking Alexa to open the Sports Porch Podcast. You can catch us on Facebook at Pittsburgh Beautiful or the Sports Porch, and you can find us at PittsburghBeautiful.com. Once again, thanks again for listening. Stay real.